We continue with lesson number 11 in Sefer Breishis. We're in the middle of the second broad topic of the Garden of Eden. And specifically today's lesson, we'll deal with the creation of the woman. We'll be dealing with a significant surgery. We're on Perek Beis. We'll be learning Psukim Chaf to Chaf Hei, Psukim 20 to 25. I will read those Psukim first. We're in the Simonim Tanakh on page 4, page Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayapel Adonai Elohim Tardema al Adam Vayishan Vayikach Achas Mitzal Osav Vayiskor Basor Tachtena Vayiven Adonai Elohim Esatzelo Asher Lokach Min Ha'adam Le'isha Vayivieho el ha'adam, vayomer ha'adam, zos hapam, etzem me'atzomai, uvasor mibsori, lizos yikore isha, kimeish lukecha, zos, alkein ya'azov ish esovi v'yesimo, Vidovak v'ishto, v'hayu levasor echad, v'yihiyu shnehem arumim, ha'adam v'ishto, v'lo yisbo shoshu. We'll read it again from Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'yapel Adonai Elohim tardema al ha'adam v'yishon, Vayikach, achas mitzalosov, vayiskor basor tachteno, vayiven Adonai Elohim esatzelo, asher lokach min ha'adam le'isha, vayivieho el ha'adam, Vayomer ha'adam zos hapam etzem me'atzomai uvosor mibisori lizos yikore isha ki me'ish lukecha zos al kein yazov ish es aviv ves imo Vidovak beishto, vehoyu levosor echod. Vayihiyu shenehem arumim ha'adam veishto, velo yisposhoshu. We'll now go through the psukim. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayapel Adonai Elohim, and the merciful Almighty Vayapel made befall Tardema, a deep sleep. Now, who did the deep sleep come over? Al ha'adam, on the man. Vayishon, and he slept. He was in it, like unconscious, as if Hashem had given him medication to put him to sleep. Vayikach achas, and he took one mitzal osav. One is called a tzela. More is his tzela. There's two interpretations. The simple one is a rib, one of his ribs. This is according to the rabbi who feels that the first human being was just one human being. The other opinion says it sells as a side. He took one of his sides. They were back to back, so he took one of the sides, meaning took, meaning cut, severed, either the rib or the sides. Now that left a gap in the body, so vayiskor, and he closed up. What did he close up? That incision, basor, with flesh, tachteno, in its place. So while man was asleep, God severed his tzela, and the tzela, one of his tzelosav, which was either a rib or a side of himself. What did he do with this? Pasuk Chavez. Vayiven Adonai Elohim, the merciful Almighty, vayiven, and he built Es hatzela, this tzela, this rib or this side, asher lokach min ha'adam, which he took from the man, And he built it Le'isha, into a woman. Then, when the man woke up, Vayivieha, and he brought her. Hashem brought her El Ha'adam, to the man. And now the man sees this woman for the first time, either knowing that it came from his rib or knowing that it came from his other side. Well, as man realizes this, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayomer Ha'adam, and the man said, Zos Hapam, Zos, this time. This time, as in contradistinction to the other times, when he was naming all the animals, he was trying to see, is there an Ezer Kenegdo? He didn't find anything one compatible. But Zos Hapam, this time I have found someone who is compatible. And how does he know that she's compatible? Etzem me'atzomai, etzem, a bone, me'atzomai, from my bones. Uvasor, and flesh, mi bisori, from my flesh. Lizos, to this new being, yikore, is called Isha, woman. Why is she called Isha, woman? Because if you look at the word Isha, ki, because, me'ish, from a man, lukecha zos. Zos, this one, this person, lukecha, was taken. We see how the word Isha comes from the word ish. So therefore, Adam called the woman Isha because she came from the Ish. Now, although Adam means a man, Ish is most more commonly referred to as a man married to a woman, and Ish a husband, and the Isha is a wife. But in the simple meaning, an Isha is a woman and an Ish is a man. Now he has finally found someone who is totally compatible for him. And this time, it was created from him. The other interpretation of Zos Hapam, this time, the woman is created from the man, as opposed to latter times where women would be born, just like men would be born. Based on this now, the man getting a wife, as it were, the Pasuk Torah now tells us what the future will be based on this. Pasuk of Dalet, for the future, Al Kain goes together. Al Kain means therefore. Ya'azov Ish, a man will leave. Where will he leave from? Es Aviv, his father, Ve'es Imo, and his mother. And he will leave in search for his wife. Just like Adam found a wife, but it was a little bit easy because Hashem brought the wife to him. But now a man will have to try to find a wife. For what purpose? And here becomes the purpose of what you want to accomplish in marriage. V'davak b'ishto, and he will cleave b'ishto, to his wife, and moreover, only to his wife. V'hayu, and they will be together, livasar echad, for one flesh. Basar is flesh, echad, one flesh. How will they be like one flesh? When they physically are together and intimate, it's like one flesh. But the complete manifestation is when they have a child. They will be one flesh. Pasuk Chafei. Now when this is all said and done, and now we have the Ish and the Isha, and now they are together, and they are compatible. So Chafei, Vayihiyu, and they were Shneim, both of them, from the word Shnei, too. And both of them were Arumim. In this Pasuk, it means they were unclothed. Ha'adam, the man, v'ishto, and his wife. And even though they were unclothed, since they had not yet eaten from the Eitz Hadas, which would create certain blurring of realities, and a Yetzirah that would come, but at this point, their being unclothed was as natural as a table being unclothed or uncovered, and there's nothing with any negative pejorative connotation. And therefore, velo yisposhoshu, velo, and they were not yisposhoshu, embarrassed one from another, like all the other creatures in the universe, because there was nothing negative about an unclothed body at this point, because they had not yet eaten from the Eitz Hadas. Let's read the psukim a third time, please. Pasuk Chafalev. Vayapel Adonai Elohim tardei mo al ha'adam vayishon Vayikach achas mitzalosov, vayiskor basor tachteno, vayiven adoinoy Elohim esatzelo, asher lokach min ha'adam li'isha, vayivieho el ha'adam, vayomer ha'adam zosapam, etzem me'atzomai uvasor mi'besori, Lezos yikore isha, kime ish luke chozos. Alkein yazov ish es oviv ves imo. Vidovak bi ishto, vihoyu levosor echod. Vayiyu shnehem arumim ho odom vi ishto, velo yispo shoshu. Let's now go over the questions. Question number one. Targum, translate the word vayapel. Vayapel means he made befall. Number two, mahi tardema. What is a tardema? Tardema is a deep sleep. Three, targum vayishon. Translate vayishon. Vayishon means and he slept. Question four, malokach Hashem min ha'adam. What did Hashem take from the Adam? Kidei lasos ezer kenegdo. In order to make his Ezer Kenegdo, he took a tzela. A tzela, which we'll see in the next question. Five, targem mitzalosov. Translate the word mitzalosov. So it means from his tzela, which is from his ribs or sides. Six, kama mitzalosov shel adam lokach. How many of those tzalosov, ribs or sides, did Hashem take? Hashem took achas, one of them. Question seven. Ma asa Hashem, what did Hashem do? Kidei, in order, lerapos ha'adam, to heal the man. So what did Hashem do? Vayiskor basar tachtena. He closed the incision with flesh in its place. Eight, targem vayiskor, translate the word vayiskor. That means, and he closed. Nine, targem tachtena, translate the word tachtena. Tachtena means in its place. Ten, almi ve'alma, about whom and about what? Nemar, does it say, vayiskor basar tachtena, and he closed the incision with the flesh in its place. Who are we referring to? Adam. And what we're talking about, the incision is being closed. 11, makara, what happened? Kasher yashan adam, what happened when the man slept? When the man slept, Hashem took one of his tzalosav, and from there he built his wife. 12, targem, translate the word vayiven. Vayiven means, and he built. 13, targem, hatzela, translate the word hatzela. Hatzela means the rib or the side. 14. Ma bano Hashem min hatzela. What did Hashem build from the tzela? He built the isha, the woman. 15. Lissikum, in conclusion. Ketzad nivra Hashem ezer shel adam. How did Hashem create the ezer, the helpmate for man? By putting the man to sleep, number one. Number two, taking out a tzela, one of his ribs or sides. Number three, closing off the incision with the flesh, and then building the woman from the tzela. Question 16. Ma hevi Hashem el Adam. What did Hashem bring to the Adam? He brought the Isha. 17. Mihu, who is Ha'ezer, the Ezer, the helpmate, Shel Ha'adam? Who is the helpmate of man? It's the Isha. 18. Targem Isha. Translate the word Isha. Isha means woman, and in this particular case, his wife. 19. Ma amar ha adam. What did the man say? Kishara'a, when he saw the Isha, ha Isha, he said, Zos hapam, this time I've got the one who's going to be compatible for me. Etza me'atzomayu basor mipsorai. That's what he said. So 22. 21. Lama nikra ha'ezer isha. Why is this helper called the isha? Because isha comes from the word kimei ish lokachazos. from the man she, Luka Chazos, from the man she was taken. Isha comes from the word Ish. 22, Targum translate Etzem Me'atzomai. Etzem means bones, Me'atzomai from my bones. 23, Targum translate Basor Mibsori, flesh from my flesh. 24, Targum Ya'azov, translate the word Ya'azov. Ya'azov means he will leave. 25, Targum Vidavak, translate the word Vidavak. Vidavak means and he will cleave. 26, Ma osa ose kol ish, what does every man do? Achare shegodal, after he grows up, beves avi v'imo, when he grows up in his father and mother's house, what every man does is that he leaves his home. Each man, al ken yazov ish, every man leaves his home to find a wife. 27, Lama azavish es avi v'imo kishe yigadel. Why does the man leave the house of his father and mother when he grows up? He leaves in order to find the wife and to cleave to the wife. 28, Im mi yesh le'ish le'davek, to whom, with whom is the man supposed to cleave? Be'ishto, with his wife. 29, Ketzan Muvan, how are we to understand Ech Ish V'Isha Nihiyu L'Basar Echad? How do a man and a woman become one flesh? By having a baby. 30, Targum Arumim, translate word Arumim. Arumim means unclothed. 31, Targum Yisposhashu, translate the word Yisposhashu. Yisposhashu means embarrassed. 32, Mi Hayu Arumim, who were Arumim? The Adam v'Ishto, the man and his wife were Arumim. 33, Haim Ha'ish v'Isha Hisbaishu, were the man and the woman embarrassed Mipnei because Shahayu Arumim, because they were unclothed? The answer is lo, they were not embarrassed from that because they had not yet eaten from the Eitz Hadas. Let's now read the Psukim one last time from Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayapel Adonai Elohim Tardemo al ha'adam vayishon vayikach achas mitzalosa vayiskor basor tachtena vayiven Adonai Elohim esatze lo asher lo kach min ha'adam leisha vayivieho el ha'adam Vayomer ha'adam zosapam etzem me'atzomai uvasor mibsori lizos yikorei isha kimei ishlu kechozos al kein yazov ish esovi v'esimo v'dovak b'ishto v'hoyu levasor echad v'yiyu shnehem arumim ha'adam v'ishto. Okay, that's the end of this tape. Please review these five psukim for 15 minutes. And then later on today, for another 15 minutes, go back to the end of Perek Aleph by Pasuk Choftes and review all those lessons 7, 8, and 9, until you get through Pasuk Chof. Have a good day.